The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening to the show today. Tando Radio Show is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is Monday. It is August the 29th, 2016. And I want to say sorry about that, Scotty. I didn't mean to throw you off. Bro, I meant to come in and put my phone on mute. So, sorry about that. I know I blew your train of thought. But, hey, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. It is a Monday, and, man, it's already the end of the month. My man, Scotty there?
Oh, yes, we're here. I'm sorry. I had to switch the line.
Okay. Hey, bro, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw you off when I
Oh, that's okay,
when I first
man.
Came in. Sorry about that. I usually mute the phone, and so that was my mistake. And so I didn't mean to throw you off. And I know how easy that is when you're on the radio doing live radio. A lot of people, you know, your focus is you know, pointed, and any distraction kind of messes you up. Now, I apologize for that, my brother.
Oh, no problem, Dave. No problem.
All right, everyone. So, hey, it is August the 29th. Man, this year is flying. Gone. I mean, it just seems like we started, you know, August like 5 days ago, 6 days ago. Gone. So, flying by. So, just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. So, let's get into what today's, what we're going to be talking about today. But before we do that, let's take care of the first business at hand. We need to talk about how we could actually support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the crowdfunding campaign that is on www.blacktalkradionetwork.com /crowdfunding digital black media/. You can see the crowdfunding there right there on the website. Just click on the crowdfunding black media that's there on the website, and you will see the our story, why it's important that you contribute to Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It is because this is something that we need to have. As Scotty was talking about, Malcolm saying that media was the most important and most powerful tool. It's so, so true and so correctly. Because not only that, one of the things that it does is that it empowers the people to start to organize and to start to have collective movement. And not only that, it gives them, it can give with the proper media outlets can give the people the proper information that will empower them. That is the main thing why that is so, so important. So this is one outlet that is here for us. It was exclusively made for this demographic with you in mind, and it's important that we support it because it's not going to be supported by mainstream media. I think there was an article talking about one of the celebrity figurehead candidates said that one of the first things that they would do is get rid of the so-called alternative media slash conspiracy media, any media that doesn't go along with the overall mainstream propaganda and narrative. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is already, you know, happening, and it's been happening, and it's going to continue to happen if we don't support it to ensure that it will be there by other means, because that tool is extremely important. Just think of if Black Talk Radio Network wasn't here for a minute. Think about it. How much would you have, how much have you learned, how much have you been exposed to, how much have you benefited, how much have you changed your overall decision making? How much has this affected your life, Black Talk Radio Network, and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk? It's made a tremendous impact on you. And I would say the impact has been for the better, much more for the better. And I think it's a necessary thing, and it can only grow if you support. If it's not support, the thing is that Black Talk Radio Network won't be able to benefit you. It's not on someone else to support Black Talk Radio Network. It's on you to support it, those that are benefit from it. So give some of your financial energy, and so that this network can continue to grow and be here. And this is how you could do it. Option number one, on the crowdfunding campaign that you can go to on the website, you could donate right there. Option number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. You can do that by PayPal or by sending a check of money order. And make sure you make that check of money order out to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Make a check of money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with that, option one of $24.99 or less, all contributions and donations are extremely appreciated. You will receive the monthly statistical performance report for the radio station, as well as you will also receive the social media operations via email. Make sure you leave an email address with that. That's option number one. Option number two, for just one penny more, you can make a one-time contribution of $25 or more in addition to receiving the monthly email reports. You will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, a very comfortable free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation for your contribution. If you would like more than one t-shirt, they come in intervals of $25 or more. So for every $25 or more, you can add a t-shirt to your that you will receive for your contribution. So if you like if you would like two t-shirts, that would be $50. Three t-shirts, $75. Four t-shirts, $100. So forth and so on. So make sure you include the corresponding size with each t-shirt that you're going to be receiving. Make sure you leave a good shipping address. Make sure you leave a good email address. And make sure even, I would say, leave a telephone number where you can be reached. Okay? So that's option number two. Option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift, and you will be eligible to receive you will be eligible to receive gifts from time to time from the network. So those are the ways in which you can actually support the radio station and the radio network. You can also support it by going to www.btrcommunity.com, and that's BTR Community, and you can sign up for the social media platform that Scotty has put together, just like he put the network together. He put a social media platform together. I absolutely love it. I don't miss Facebook at all. I don't post on Facebook other than just the show that we're going to have. I will only post inside of BTR BTR community, because it is a place where I know that our overall identity won't be sold, and it's a place where you can actually express and find things and share things with other people without the outside influence of the negative outside influence of other people. And so I think it's very, very important that we do that. So check out BTR Community for $24 a year. Become a member. That's pennies on the dollars, ladies and gentlemen. That's $24 a year. Very, very inexpensive. Monthly, that's $2 a month. And the information that's there is golden. And this is one of the things that we have to have, because when you start your business, it's so funny. When we go into business and go in to do things, we really want to be supported by the community. And it's critical for us to understand when we benefit from something that we support that in which we benefit from. We can't just eat the fruit. We have to feed the roots. And Black Talk Radio Network is a place that many of us have eaten the fruit, and now it's time for us to feed the roots. From time to time, very small contributions, your financial energy will be directed in a place that will best serve the network so that it can maintain itself and continue to grow and continue to go. So please, everyone, you know the importance of Black Talk Radio Network is key, especially in the times in which we live in. So make sure you make your contributions there and go to BTR, be a part of that community. Start, put things on the event, share who you are, what you're doing. This is a great place for us to establish communicable relations and actually start the foundation of and the fundamentals of what it is that we need to do, from preparing, from organizing, from developing to creating, all those things to be done right there at Black Talk Radio Network. At BTR, Black Talk Radio Community. That's what BTR stands for. So go to the you can go to the website. It's there on the website. Check it out. Join, $24 a year. Very, very small. So now let's jump into some of the articles that we posted in BTR. And one second, let me get there really quickly. And I hope that you all had a great weekend. And it's back to On the Grind on Monday. Just let me let my computer populate here. So cool, we got this. Man, I love BTR because it's a whole lot easier for me to find things and to keep track of things than it was. And I thought that I knew it was going to be great, but this it definitely exceeded my overall expectations of how to post and everything. It was very, very easy. So this is something that's created for and by us, so let's definitely support it. And support it by you putting in information about some of the things that you're going to be doing. Very, very critical. So the win-win situation here. So just scrolling down, there's a lot that I put in here for the day, so let's take a look at some of the things that what's in the news. Now, I'm going to say today's show, today's show, we're going to be looking at the alien influence. I made a mistake and I didn't send it to Scotty because that one file was really big, so Scotty had to get rid of it. So what I'll probably do is that we'll get around it, no problem. But that's what today's actual show is going to be about. It's going to be about the alien influence. Could it possibly have been? But before we get to that, let's jump into to news. Okay, here we go. First article for today comes from Superstation 95. It says anti-missile test in October will have range of 2,500 kilometers, about 100% guaranteed war with Russia in 2018. It ain't going to make it to 2018 before this war. The war has already started. When it's deployed. Now, what's happening here is that the U.S., through Raytheon, wants to put in a anti-missile defense capabilities in Poland and in Romania which will prevent Russia from having a response, or a first, more importantly, a response to a preemptive attack because of it's so close. So this is one of the weaponry that they're going to be testing out in October, really in next month, because it's already September, if you really think about it. They're going to be testing it in October, and they want to deploy it by 2018. Well, believe me, Russia says this is a guaranteed war. You try to put this here and this close to us, because what happens is that these missiles both basically nullify the region of Russia that has a lot of these missiles, and they won't be able to have a countermeasure to any attack, that a preemptive attack that any NATO nation or the United States would have against Russia. So this is, the war is definitely here, and it's going to, in my opinion, kick off relatively soon. Now, these anti-missile missiles that shoot down other missiles are also capable of carrying nuclear payloads as weapons. So this is not going to happen, and I don't even think that they'll wait for them to deploy them. It'll be way before them that, and it may be even that there will be a preemptive strike to stop the production of. And this is where we are. Next article comes from Deutschland article, and this is a German newspaper in Germany. And I said on this one, you have to, on this article, you have to right click it to translate it to English. And I said all the world governments are preparing for war and taking people's stuff. In this article, basically Germany is saying in a crisis and an emergency that they will be able to seize farms and seize whatever the people have in the interest of national security. Where have you heard that before? They're doing it in Venezuela. They've done it throughout the world at different times, but right now they're doing it in Venezuela, and they're doing it right here in the United States. Well, they've also, well, they've already signed an executive order. The celebrity figurehead signed an executive order, Executive Order 13603, where they can do just that and enslave you. These are the things. Why do you think these governments are doing this? This is not a conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen. And for those of you that think a lot of things that go on in the news is conspiracy theories, you numbnuts better wake up quick and smell the coffee, because you know what's happening throughout the world? Likelihood that you don't. All of the world knows that the war has already basically started and are preparing for it. The only ones that aren't preparing for it are the naive, narcissistic, egotistical Americans that are here, who just, you know, only thing they care about what's going on here, and they have no clue as to what the effects that the overall celebrity figureheads, government leaders have actually imposed on the rest of the world, and the rest of the world ain't going to take it anymore. So this is a part of it all. It's all a part of the plan. These governments are in one big fraternity against the general population of the world. So this is how they actually maintain control and rule, is by wars, famines, economic collapse, disease, destabilization, chaos is how they rule. Continue to moving forward in that realm. You need to know and prepare yourselves accordingly for it. Next article comes from the Denver Post. It says, Aspen's real estate in a first ever, Aspen's real estate in a first ever sustained nosedive. The summer crowds are dense as Aspen sales tax revenues are soaring, lodging occupancy is high. So why is Aspen high-end real estate market, one of the world's robust, one of the most robust in the country, with dozens of options for buyers ready to spend more than $10 million in its first year, sustained nosedive? But it's just not in Aspen. It's not just in Denver. It is actually in New York, the high-end part of New York. It's in the Hamptons. It's in the more affluent areas throughout the country. It's in Miami. It's in Los Angeles. It's in different spots of the world. What's in the country? What's happening is that many of the people that have means and resources are seeing, they understand what's going on in the world, and they're leveraging themselves, and they're they are actually dropping liabilities left and right for various reasons. Some of the various reasons is that they're taking a bath in different investments that they have, and they're not able to sustain what they had before. But some of them are actually liquidating themselves because they realize now is the time to sell high. Real estate is one of the worst things. I'll say it again. Right now in the United States, real estate is one of the worst things to be in because of what is going to happen in the future. There are going to be fire sales on real estate. So it doesn't matter what you're paying for it now. You think you're getting a deal, but in the very near future, because of what's going on, the destabilization of the economy and the divestment and the rest of the world divesting themselves of the U.S. treasuries and the U.S. dollar, what is going to happen is that you are going to have to sell whatever the assets that you have at a fire sale far less than what you purchased it, because it is all about leverage. You have to be in the right leverage. And this is why the real estate market is going down and is going to continue to go down. And when it goes down, the buying opportunity will be at the bottom when there's blood on the street. And believe me, they're going to put a lot of blood on the street. So check out that article so you can see what's going on and prepare yourselves accordingly and respond to it appropriately. Next article from A Times. China gears up for missile warfare with the United States. And this one came from the Asian Times. You check out that article. Next article came from IB Times. So listen, check this out. My commentary on this: the war has already started. Only Americans are unaware of this. Seoul and Washington to set up surveillance in the Korean Peninsula. South Korea and the United States have agreed to step up surveillance of underwater activities in the Korean Peninsula to closely monitor the movements of North Korean submarines. The move followed Beijing firing a submarine-launched ballistic missile, SLBM, adding to the tension in the region. So check out this article. The war has already started, folks. Next article comes from nextgov.com. I actually posted this last week, last Monday, but I needed to repost it because it's so telling and so important. This is a repost from last week because it's telling you what you're going to be facing or what the planned future is going to hold. Department of Homeland Security prototypes wearable nuclear detection devices. They have actually put in the field Geiger counters in nuclear mock gear for the overall nuclear and biological warfare agents to be protected in. This is being dispersed throughout the country, and here is one of the articles that tells you why. Because they anticipate by ways of multiple, in my opinion, there's going to be on multiple fronts, either by dirty bombs and by actual war delivery systems of missiles. And this is what is being prepared for, and this is what you need to know so that you can appropriately respond. Now, I would say this. I would say have a plan. Some people would like to buy mop gear and all that other stuff. That's not me. And I don't really think that that's necessary, but some people do. Because in today's nuclear warfare, depending on the likelihood of you still actually surviving where you would need mop gear, in my opinion, it's not something that you would need. A lot of the radioactive fallout is burnt out in the initial explosion. And yes, they have weapons that can cause a lot of collateral damage. But I don't think that you're going to be able to really effectively protect yourself with these mop gears in this scenario because of the overall requirements that would need to go with that. You need a really good respirator to go with that. And those are some of the things that are maybe out of the reach of a lot of people. But these are things that you need to know and prepare for. You can actually have a plan, ladies and gentlemen. Have a plan. So check out that article. Next one. This one, where does this come from? MyBudget360.com. Pension 401k amounts hammered. What is that? Can't see what it is. Okay, the focus, and it says the focus on 401ks has destroyed the retirement of millions of Americans over the last generation. And I said the trick and the trap is set, and many people will be in it. Basically, what they're saying is that the 401k plans have been a trick and a trap, and they definitely have been that. Well, no, I said that, but many pension funds have been destroyed, and they have, and they're going to continue to be destroyed. We're going to take a look at that a little bit later. Check out the next article. Comes from the Big Wobble. The Big Wobble. And it says, New York Times, flood, Iowa floods, disorder and distress incidents are leading us to a major social change. Difficult to deny, our planet is creaking under the stress and extreme of weather has become the new norm. This summer has shown a big increase in heat waves, floods, fire, storms, droughts, and it is getting worse by the month on August the 25th. And this was what the governor of Iowa said. And I would tell you this. I don't really think that a lot of this is the natural cycle that we're in. Could be. But if it is the natural cycle, it's a natural cycle that's much bigger than what they've been talking about. But I really do think that this is all weather wars, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you why. Because over the weekend, last week, Russia was hit with a couple of Russian towns were utterly destroyed by a hailstorm with huge hail balls that was actually, some of them, I think they said the size of them were almost the size of a volleyball at different sizes. So this is weather wars, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to continue to happen because this is how the new frontier of no garrison of war or no safe place that you can hide in the military, they call garrison, where you can go and hide. In today's modern warfare, a technology of using weather weapons, no one is immune to the overall attack by those that have the technology to actually wing it. So check out that article. Next article comes from, this is going to be the last one before we go to the break, comes from Sputnik. West's most serious mistake in its relationship with Russia. So check out this article. This whole thing is really falling apart, and I do anticipate this fall will be the fall. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of a commercial break, we'll finish what's in the news, and I'm going to try to get I think I could set it up where I can do it here from my end.
Hey, I just uploaded that clip.
What's that?
I just uploaded that clip.
Okay.
Was it Gerald?
I'll erase it right after the end of the show today, Scotty, because I know it takes up a lot.
Yeah. Is it called Gerald Clark Genealogy?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah, it's in the board.
Yep. Thanks, Scotty.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, bro. All right, everyone, we're going to go to a commercial break. At any time, definitely give us a call. The sound off, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound, and hit star 61. When we come back, we're going to finish what's in the news, and then we'll jump into today's show, I think, but there is something that we need to do before that. I know Doc Hawkins may jump in real quick, because we got to talk about something real quick. Listen to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. We'll be right back.
Black Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Tango Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., actually now in FEMA Region Number 6. Thanks to my man, Big Ken, correcting me. I used to say FEMA Region Number 5. Couldn't tell my numerical numbers, Roman numeral numbers. So, have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for being a part of the show. And at any time you'd like to jump in, it's going to be a very good show, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. We're going to jump back to what's in the news, and then we're going to get into today's show. What we're going to do is that on Friday, I said on Monday, we will have the show about the alien influence. So we're going to go over some of the points of it again today and then open it up for there. But there's some very, very critical things that are happening in the world that you need to know about. So let's get back to the news. Next one. And that's posting in what's in the news. I posted a YouTube video of the blood moon that was captured on the 27th or the 28th. The 27th, I believe it was. And I have a YouTube video that NASA put out there. And I said, now NASA stands for Now All Satanists Assembled. And it's right there. You can check that out. So check out that article. Next one, very important one. This comes from IntelHub.com. All U.S. blood supplies to be treated for Zika virus. Theme parks crowded, public places now offering repellents, which are making people sick because they're filled with deep. So check out that article. Next posting. It's what today's show is going to be all about. We're going to talk about the alien influence. Could it be real? There was also supposed to be a special guest that was going to come on, but they'll probably come on later in the week, no problem. We'll have Dr. Allen on a little bit later. I believe she is a doctor. I'm not quite sure. Yes, she's a doctor, Dr. Allen. So we're going to talk, and she's going to be talking about the revenues and the stream of income that can be made from the gaming systems like Pokemon and all that other stuff that so good stuff. Next article comes from Press TV. Venezuela signs 6 cooperative deals with Iran. So Venezuela and Iran agreed to increase economic cooperation, signing an agreement between the two countries. Why is this so important? This is going to guarantee that there is going to be a war and a further attack on the people in Venezuela. They are going to, in my opinion, Colombia and Venezuela are going to go to war, and Venezuela will actually side with the BRIC nations that are actually going to war against the United States. And so this is where this whole thing is going to spread, and it's global. So here it is. Venezuela and Iran agreed to economic cooperation, signing agreements between the two countries' central banks and announcing a new dynamic era in bilateral relationships. The Venezuelan president and Iranian foreign minister, who was in Venezuela on the last leg of a Latin American tour, taking him to Cuba, Bolivia, Chile, Ecuador, and Nigeria. All of these countries will go, in my opinion, against the U.S. So check out that article. Next article comes from Reuters. China wants a successful G20, but suspect. West may derail the agenda. China is hoping to cement its standing as a global power when it hosts leaders for the world's biggest economies this weekend, but suspects the West and its allies will try to deny Beijing what it sees as its rightful place on the international stage. Well, it doesn't matter. This is the overall expanding and growing of the war. So check out that article. Next one. And this one had, I wish it had the other, this got this dude Ed Schultz on, but it was another one. On this one came from RT, and what it had was a guy that had a shirt on that said, "Keep your hands off of my pension." And I said, it's too damn late for that to say now, hands off my pension. They've already stole it. Best thing that you can do is to get your hands on your pensions ASAP. In my opinion, take the hit. Invest it correctly. Restructure yourself. The only person that should be, that you should trust for your overall pension funds is you. The only one to actually have any means of saving should be you. If you can't do that for yourself and you entrust someone to do that for you, this is where blind faith takes a hold, and this is where the first step to genocide is made. Blind faith is always the first step to genocide. And it says how America's top corporations are stealing $376 billion and counting from their workers. The S&P 500 largest pension funds are stealing a staggering $376 billion from their workers. That means that they're actually stealing around $2 to $3 trillion, which means what? The pensions are totally, there are no pensions. Yes, some people have received pension checks, but in my opinion, those pension checks are going to stop in the future. And if you get mad at me for saying that, well, that's because you don't want to face reality. You don't want to look at the things that would substantiate and validate that. You've been told this in so many different ways, but you haven't responded because we've been programmed not to think for ourselves. And this is what's going to catch us and so many people in a situation that will be extremely regrettable, but there will be nothing that you will be able to do appropriately after that. Your leverage will be lost. I will say to you, in my opinion, the best thing that you can do is establish your own pension savings outside of the system. They lie, they steal, they cheat. Your principal is subject to market laws. Well, when you actually are in charge of your pension, you actually cause you to educate yourself on the appropriateness of what you should be investing in. And then you become much frugal and more of a prodigious saver. That benefits you and not the system. The system wants to take your labor and give you nothing for it. And at the appropriate time, because the population is where it is and it's as noisy as it is, they want to get rid of it. This is going to happen. They told you, we've warned you, it's now time for you to take action. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I do know it is closer today than it was yesterday. And this thing is really coming apart. Next one, Louisiana officials demand that self-reliant locals stop surviving the flood without permission. Man, what? Did you hear that? Louisiana officials demand that self-reliant locals stop surviving the flood without permission. Let me tell you one of the reasons I think that Louisiana was hit and has been hit so long, because they are hardy people that know how to live off the land, and so they are the ones that you have to definitely get rid of or make it difficult for them to do that, because if they do, they can teach others. Next. This is another repost. Earth-like planet found orbiting a neighboring star, and it could harbor life. A rocky planet that may harbor life has been discovered in another solar system just 4 year lights away from Earth, close enough to reach by future space missions. Did you hear what they just said? This is why I told a while ago, maybe last year, I said, Star Trek technology, that stuff is already, they already have warp speed. Listen to what they said here. A rocky planet that may harbor life and has been discovered in another solar system just 4 light years from Earth, close enough to be reached by future space missions. Tells you everything. This is why there's so much more to what's going on. Let me tell you why they don't want you to know about other living entities in the universe. Because then you won't buy their bull stuff no more. You'll start to think in a way where you realize you don't need them. That is the threat. It's not that they're afraid that you're going to do, you know, this or that, or you can't handle it. Yeah, they're afraid that you won't be able to handle their bull crap anymore. And then you'll start to think for yourself, where you will start to see who you really are and the strength and the capabilities of you. This is a control. This is why you'll never have a governmental disclosure program. If anything, it will be a psyop. And that's what I think you're going to see relatively soon. So, got to move on. Almost finished. This one I had to laugh at. Hilarious. This one came from BizAcreReview.com. Election fraud begins in Florida. NBC affiliates post election results from a local race that hasn't even happened yet. Over the weekend, I guess there was an NBC affiliate that had called a race election, and the election wasn't even scheduled to happen until tomorrow. And they called the winner. And then they came back and said, oh, they were just testing their system. Oh, man, I love it. I love it. I love it. Check out that happened in Florida. Next one, here's a critical one. Do not sleep on this, ladies and gentlemen, because this is what the reason why we started Tando Radio Show, the reason why we came on and we've been trying to prepare you. Here it is. Banks are preparing for an economic nuclear winter. This comes from CNBC. Banks are preparing for an economic nuclear winter. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, by time mainstream media starts to tell you, it's almost too late. Do not hesitate to start to prepare yourself accordingly. We're going to focus more on what you, in my opinion, some of the things that you should be doing. Following that, a number of banks have cut their exposure to equities due to the volatile nature of the stocks in the first half of the year. Earlier this month, Goldman Sachs downgraded stocks to overweight as part of its three-month asset allocation, citing global equities to be the upper end of their fat and flat range. Well, basically, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening because of that, John, so I would say because of the BRIC nations and everything else, but I'm going to tell you what it is. It's war, and it's the economic war where everyone is divesting themselves of the dollar. The banks say that they're prepared. This is something that we're definitely going to pick up on. We won't pick up on it today, but we will definitely pick up on this on Thursday. Definitely we'll pick up this on Thursday. So, next article comes from NBC News. U.S. takes Turkey to task over Syria in class. I'm going to say this. United States on Monday criticized the clash between Turkish forces and some opposition groups in northern Syria as an unacceptable call, and calling all arms actors in the fight to stand down and focus on battling ISIS. Did you hear what they said? Calling on all arms actors. It's an act, folks. And who are they acting for? They're acting for the U.S. It's an act, folks. And then the person in here from the deal says de-conflict. Well, I don't even know if that's a word. This dude. Let me tell you basically what happens. Turkey started bombing U.S.-supported and, in my opinion, U.S. special forces and special operations in Syria. Started blasting them. And now the U.S. is pissed, so to speak. That could be just a ploy. But I'm going to tell you what is definitely the end result going to be. It's going to be World War III that's going to lead into Global Nuclear War I. GNW1, ladies and gentlemen. So those are the articles that we put. Oh, no. One more. Very, very important one. From The Guardian. UK must pay for Brexit or EU is in deep trouble, says German minister. They're saying that England has to pay for leaving the euro, and in order for them to do that, and if they don't do that, then Germany, I mean, the EU is in real trouble. Always told you guys that first the EU will go, then the United States will go. This is speeding up quickly, and they're going to go by war, they're going to go by banking collapse, and they're going to go by economic collapse, and they're going to go by chaos, and they're going to go by civil war. It's going to be a Donnybrook of all Donnybrooks, and it's going to extend here. So those are some of the articles that we posted that are what's in the news. But before we do that, wait a minute. I think I made a mistake. I did miss a couple of articles from the weekend, but that's okay. But those are some of the articles that are in the news, and we have a little time before we go into the commercial break. So just before we do that, when we come back, we're going to jump into today's show. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the rest of the world is preparing for, in Europe, and right now they're preparing for war. There's one article. Let me pull this up real quick. I want to check out this one. Well, the one I'm going to check out, we got time, so I'm going to read this one first. There's a multi-pronged attack that's coming. It's going to be attack on the supply lines by war, and it's going to be attack on the economy by war, and there's going to be cyber attacks that are going to happen that are going to destabilize pretty much everything. And the overall hacking and cyber attack is going to go beyond our overall comprehension. They're just not going to attack your banking and things of that nature. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're actually going to be attacking you with cyber attacks. One of the ways in which we're going to do it, Mel came on Friday. He called me early in the week and said, "Dave, did you check out this article about the Jeeps where these kids were stealing Jeeps and you know, by hacking into the systems with laptops?" Well, see, ladies and gentlemen, that was the test run for what is going to be used in the war. They're going to actually attack you by having electronic devices attack you. What do you mean by that? What do I mean by that? Planes, trains, and automobiles are hackable. They're going to hack planes and use those planes to crash, in my opinion. Well, I forgot. I'm going to do the 96-hour margin call tomorrow, and that's going to be a part of it. It is, you'll see, and this stuff is getting real thick, and what we're going to be contending with, you must be organized and you must have resources so that you can actually see opportunities and protect yourself and your family. We've got 9 minutes before we go to the commercial break. Let me pull up this one article from CNBC. Very, very important. Don't sleep on this. This isn't Dave, you know, talking and, you know, giving his opinion. This is the system telling you what they're going to do to you before they do it. They always tell you before they do it. Here it is from CNBC. Banks are preparing for an economic nuclear winter. 17 hours ago it was posted. Here it is. Here's the article. We'll read this. We're going to touch on this a little bit later, since I get this settled. Here we go. The first half of 2016 has been a roller coaster ride for financial markets. Hit this down. A combination of uncertainty surrounding the UK's vote to leave the European Union and weaker than expected corporate earnings resulting across the region means a tough second half looms. European banks, in particular, have a very tough 6 months as the shock and volatility around Brexit send banking stocks south. Major European banks like Deutsche Bank and Credit Suisse saw their shares free fall after the referendum resulted and were announced. In the UK, RBS was the worst hit, with its shares plummeting more than 30% since June the 24th. The current uncertainties over when the UK will start the process of quitting the EU has banks on the tether-hook, but a source told CNBC that banks are preparing for an economic nuclear situation. Why did they use those words? Preparing for an economic nuclear winter situation. Why did they use those choice words? because it's going to be literally and figuratively, ladies and gentlemen, literally and figuratively. Speaking on the conditions of anonymity due to the sensitive nature of the topic, a source for a major investment bank told CNBC that financial service firms have put together a strategy and put together a strategy in place that takes into account the worst case scenario that could happen by the end of this year. What is the worst case scenario, ladies and gentlemen? The worst case scenario is the global banking sector crashes and it causes wars, and it causes world war. That, and then it causes a global nuclear war one. That is exactly, in my opinion, what is going to happen in different phases. But the first part of that is going to be so severe when they first cut you off here in the United States, because you're the real target, because the rest of the world is divesting themselves of the United States. By time what's going on in the rest of the world, you won't really care because you'll be struggling. You think you're struggling now, you'll be fighting for everything that you can get here, because the destabilization programs are going to be fierce. This is why they signed Executive Order 13603. This is why they had Jade Helm 15, where they put all of the infrastructure, all of the military hardware infrastructure throughout the country. This is why you're seeing all of the militarization of the police departments. This is why you need to prepare. It goes on to say, this could mean triggering Article 15 referendums in Europe, leading to a breakup of the euro or sterling hitting below $1.20 or lower. The banks are ready for anything now, the source said. The banks are ready for anything. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? They realize that they gain when there's blood on their streets, so they're ready to pull the plug for them to gain. They want you to think that they're going to be hurt, but the only people that are going to be hurt are those that are ill-prepared and not ready for this. Those that chose to ignore. Those that didn't know what was happening, and those that took... Two things. The people that took the attitude that I don't know and I don't care. Those are the ones that they have actually created and caused you to think and manipulated those individuals to think just that. You're falling right for their trap. The banks are ready for anything. When they say that they're ready for anything, that means that they're ready to seize on the opportunities from crashing what they created. It's not going to be a crash of the economy. It's going to be the crash of the common person's economy. I'm going to say it now. It's going to be the crash of the slave economy. While those with assets are going to continue to reap more assets if you don't race for those assets yourself and get control of them. So, here we go. The source further explained that the challenges in 2016 are nothing compared to when the Lehman Brothers collapsed, and the banking sector is this time a lot more resilient. Yeah, right. Markets hate uncertainty, and the events this year have unfortunately created a lot of mystery around what is going to happen next. They are telling you it's about to happen soon. Can't say we didn't warn you. We told you, but you didn't listen. Because they're going to go back and they're going to say, remember this article that we told you people and you didn't listen. You was too busy doing this and doing that and doing all the things that you shouldn't have been doing and what you should have been preparing for and actually taking notice to. You didn't. What do you mean? You saw that all of the economy was bad. You saw the situation, but you just didn't care. Now, because of that, this is the situation that we're in. And then the general population will be begging them to solve the problem that they created. Let's go to this. Let me finish this. Meanwhile, a common theme across the second quarter results have been a warning of uncertain times ahead. From big investment banks to mining firms like BHP, Britannia, and Glencore, to the auto sector, Companies have cited uncertainty and volatility in the market as a reason for weakness results and have warned that the second half will be challenging. Almost finished. Hold on. Here we go. Following that, a number of banks have cut their exposures to equity due to the volatile nature of in the first half of the year. Earlier this month, Goldman Sachs downgraded to underweight as part of a three-month asset allocation, citing global equities to be the upper end of their fat and flat line range. Ladies and gentlemen, they are divesting themselves from the pensions and everything, and they are going to make sure that austerity kicks in. What does austerity mean? It means that you pay for something that you never get. Social Security. It goes on. The second half of the year is going to be very challenging for the UK corporations. Senior market analyst at Olean told CNBC via email. Not only are the contentions and possible recession in the UK and a more prolonged slowdown, the uncertain factors surrounding the Brexit leaving plans for the future very difficult to tap. Further, explains that the number of companies won't know for a while what the future of their operations in the UK will look like. I imagine many of them are already putting plans into place to move operations abroad should the UK lose access to the single market, with companies less likely to invest in recessions very possible. The second half of the year isn't looking great, particularly for those companies with greater exposure to the UK. But while challenges continue to loom, some analysts have said it was important for companies to get on with their business. I think that many of the problems in the second half of the year is uncertain because of Brexit, though likely to persist for two more years. I suspect companies are likely to roll up their sleeves and get on with their business. So that was what they were saying, and this is the key here. Britain is going to have to pay for the Brexit to the EU, is what they're saying. They're not going to do it. Collapse, 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 collapse. Major, major, Italy, Portugal, Spain, France, Germany, Greece, all of the EU nations, Ireland, are all going to have banking problems, which when they have their banking problems, that means your banks right here has major problems too. Listen, everyone, we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into today's show. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, and hit star 51. I'll see you in Q. You're listening to the Tango Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Just want to thank you all for listening. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue, and I will bring you up. We're going to jump into today's show. We're not going to play the whole thing from the discussion that we want to talk about with the alien influence. Now, one of the things, the reason why I wanted to bring this up, because I do believe that there are extraterrestrial living entities throughout the universe. Definitely, definitely there. But I do think that that is going to be used as a means to control people in so many ways. If you have, remember in Coachella a couple years ago, it was Snoop was giving a performance, and all of a sudden there was a hologram. Snoop and Dre was giving a performance, and then there was a hologram of Pac that came out. And that technology is going to, in my opinion, be used in many facets and forms. One, I believe, and I think that it will be used as a one from a EBT, an extraterrestrial biological entity standpoint, or an ET standpoint. And I also believe that they'll use that religiously. Why? Because they have people right where they want them to be. Just think about the power that will wane them. Just think about it. And I do think that hologram technology is going to be used against the general population to enslave them even more. Or multifaceted in many ways. So what I want to do is that I want to go to this. We played this a while ago, and was a couple of days when I wasn't able to be here for, and you heard the last, I think that one was 35 minutes. So what I want to do is I'm going to play the last 45 minutes, and then give us time to discuss. I'm going to play the last 40 minutes. Give us some time to discuss what it is, and this will refresh your memory. Some of you have some questions. I know a lot of you wanted to actually have this again, so now's the time that we're going to do it. So here we go. I don't want to talk further. Let me set this up, and then I'm going to get it right where it needs to be. Okay, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very
much. If you look at it and say, could
one second.
What I'm seeing...
I think they're still alive and well, and they're the ones that are still controlling the scenes, like Enlil and Enki?
I do. In my first book, Energetic Connection, that if you basically line up planets and put them in the energy field...
Okay, here we go.
Each planet in Greek mythology represents a certain god. And that's one thing that I'm wondering is, how is there a connection there? I mean, I know if you look at...
I put this in my God table. You beat me to it. So we started out in Sumer, where we had...
This is the wrong spot.
We had Enki and Enlil and Ninmon and Hartzog and Ninurta and blah, blah, blah. Did I say Inanna?
I think they're still alive and well, and they're the ones that are still controlling the scenes, like Enlil and Enki?
I do. In my first book, I posited the question, will the Enkiites find a way to thwart the Enlilite push for a new world order? And it's not just Enlil, okay? He was kind of the great destroyer, by the way, in the past, and he was associated with the Temple of Zeus, which was in Pergamum, which was called the Seat of Satan, okay? So he was your Satan figure, the great destroyer. Well, look, he portrayed himself as God in the Old Testament. Isn't that the biggest reverse lie you've ever heard? Well, that's the truth. And the one made out to be the devil is actually your benefactor and creator, at least from a genetic standpoint. That doesn't mean from a higher energetic evolutionary standpoint that you shouldn't be seeking to live according to the tenets given to you by the creator of all. If you want out of this enslaved simulation that the Anunnaki created for us, if you don't, just stay here, be reincarnated into a slave and keep doing it.
Well, now let's talk about this for a minute, because certainly if you look at quantum entanglement, physics, if you get into, there is no finite point, really. It's all just based upon vibrational frequencies. Solid matter is really controversial, yet we certainly, when we sit down in a chair, we don't fall through the chair, then through the floor. We don't put our hand through the wall, typically, unless you're having an out-of-body experience, which some people do. So a lot of people talk about The Matrix, and I think that was a great movie to kind of relate some of the possibilities that are out there. But are we in a matrix? Is this construct that we're in literally like a simulation? And do you think that when people go through that tunnel into the white light, that's the reset button, and then it brings you back into this construct. Because there's a lot of speculation there.
Yeah, I know. I've been hearing that speculation. It's like the final fear that you're going to be tricked at your death. That's funny. Well, let's talk about our let's go back to our senses just real quick. Our eyes can see from 400 to 700 nanometers, not very far. Our ears go 0 to about 20 kilohertz. Our brain waves go from about a half hertz to anywhere from 20 to 60 hertz, depending on who you read or who you measure. So what I'm telling you is we have a very limited experience of what's out there. And what's out there isn't a direct mapping. I mean, even the visual system goes through a crazy polar to rectangular coordinate transform before it shows up into your memory banks in order to map little symbols that represent what you're seeing in the outside. So it's not like a projector screen, okay? It's an interpretation. Your brain is interpreting through the synthesis of your sensors what's going on around you and what's out there, what's real, what's not. So if you were designed with a set of sensors to only see a certain limited set of what's going on, to me that's an enslavement, at least from a sensory standpoint, first and foremost.
Well, do you think the Anunnaki can see with see 100% of the light spectrum here, you know, from 0 hertz to 100 quadrillion kilohertz? I mean, what's your thought about that?
Well, I think they actually come from a higher dimension than we do. And when they come into this plane of existence in the third dimension, I believe they have to take on a body. And according to their writings and thoughts as well and many others, they're avatars. They can create a body that looks any way they want to. Now, this is the really interesting part to me is, how is this avatar created? Remember we talked about Enki creating the first one in the Atrahasis account, and that turned out to be our Adam, right, or our Damu. Well, uh-huh. Stop and think about this. There's a concept that, like you said, all things are basically a vibration. The material world is illusory. Really, it's mostly just frequency with bonds, you know, various bonds between these little particles, but most of it's free space. And everything is controlled by frequency, including the brain, the frequency, you know, the speed of light times the wavelength, or the wavelength times the frequency creates the speed of light. So there's a frequency component in every aspect of us and all material. So this is why a lot of traditions would teach that the material world is transient and it's not real. It's not the real truth. Okay, and this comes from several traditions. Well, from a science tradition now, if you look at it and say, could what I'm seeing and touching and feeling with the limited sensors that I have, remember, I could train a robot to touch something, perceive the amount of back pressure, and to say, well, that's a solid or a liquid. So we put all these labels on things in our holographic simulator, okay? We come up with a common understanding what a rock and a tree and all these things are and how they interact with the forces. So we could describe an apple falling from a tree and call it this gravity force that enacted on it, but we didn't know what it was. And we still really have just now gotten to the point where we can measure a gravity wave just this year, from what I understand. So you're with me? So.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, if I were to create a being that could see in this wavelength, then basically I've stuck them into an environment that was either optimized for them or they were optimized for that environment, one or the other. Okay? And now this gets to the really deep question, and I know you probably saw Hunger Games and maybe saw the movie The 13th Floor that talks about being in a simulator, in a hologram.
Right.
Well, in the Emerald Tablets, Thoth talks about the creator of all's constructs, where he created time, or he or she, the creator of all, he doesn't call it he, and also created the laws of matter. So I got really interested in the laws of matter, because ultimately what you and I are saying is the same thing, is that all matter, whether we perceive it to be solid or not, is created from fundamental particles that are stitched together through various bonds. Okay? It's energy holding it all together. Well, we know that energy equals mass times the speed of light, according to Einstein squared. So there's a direct relationship between how much plutonium you have and how much bang you get when you explode it, right? And we can calculate this because of that simple equation, right?
Right.
So at this point, imagine that these advanced beings, the Anunnaki, decided to create a meat host that's going to be using these sensors to navigate its way through this environment that they happened upon, or they were able to see it, like you said, maybe at a much different spectrum than we could. As a matter of fact, if they could be in the sixth dimension, they don't even need a body. So they can take on a body if they need to, and if you don't have a body, you're not constrained by time. So I don't think they're constrained in spectra either, so they could see whatever is there.
So this is like a cosmic video game to them.
Exactly, exactly. And they're the game masters, and we're the pawns that are fighting their wars, building their buildings, occasionally stumbling on some esoteric knowledge from the Vedas or wherever that allows us to have an energy experience to be at the same possible frequency that they're on and have, I don't know, some form of communication. And many people have reported that.
Yeah, you know, I had a guy on here, the Leak Project, a couple weeks ago, and his name's Boris, and it's really cool because he literally will go outside. He works in Brooklyn, and he'll go out during the day when literally he says he makes contact with these entities, and he goes outside, and you can see these lights that'll show up, and they'll start changing colors, and then it'll get like metallic and then purple and then white and change shape and do all these weird things, and it'll hang out for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and he'll bring his coworkers out. They'll look at it. I mean, a bunch of people see it. It's downtown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, now ask yourself this question. If you know that there were forces here that were benevolent to mankind from the Anunnaki and those that were not so happy with them that wanted them all wiped out, how do you know which one's up there flying around its little saucer as you're luring it down there to have an encounter with you? It's very important to kind of know when you get to this level, if you're going to play with entities as this powerful, it's probably good to know which ones you're playing with, because you could invite something into your lap
hey, look, there's a bear. Let's get it some honey.
All you got to do is give them permission, and guess what? They can walk into your meat host and take you over.
That's a good point, man.
In the mid-80s, when they were going on witch hunts, that's part of the knowledge that they had, is they knew that the watchers, these beings, have the ability to take on avatar bodies. And they called it possession, you know. And for that matter, I want to make something else clear. We got all our characteristics from the Anunnaki, from serial killer to saint. They had the same thing. They had beings that were really benevolent and really wise, and they had people that you probably should have kept them in a cage. So what didn't we answer about the Anunnaki?
Okay, Coneheads.
Coneheads. One of my favorite movies, absolutely favorite movies.
A classic, yeah, indeed. Dan Aykroyd played that very well. I remember back in Saturday Night Live when they would have it was Halloween, and then people would show up at the door and they'd give out beer and eggs.
Oh, I know. That was a very clever movie. Whoever thought that up.
Yeah.
Actually, one of my favorites, especially after you've heard the Sumerian stuff, then go back and watch it again. It's really good.
Makes it even better. Cool.
Yeah. So one thing we didn't really talk about is what's going on with the New World Order and where do we fit in? So part of that has to do with the term limits that the Anunnaki set up for themselves. And whether they played nicely and decided to follow it or didn't was kind of hit or miss. So you realize all these temples they set up that are aligned to the equinox and to the solstice was done to keep track of where they were in celestial time, because they were using the zodiac as their term limits. Each zodiacal age, it seems like they had some arrangement to change commands. So now that we're changing from Pisces to Aquarius, we should expect to see major changes going on in the constructs of the Anunnaki Council. And it's happened in the past, and I believe it's happening right now.
Okay.
So knowing who's in line to rule and who was ruling will kind of help you understand where humans fit into this game that we want to play called the evolution of consciousness and getting past our enslavement to what we see as the Garden of Eden or heaven experience, whatever it is we perceive, you know.
And that's another thing I've often asked is, was religion created to be a prison of the mind to keep people in this construct? Because in many ways, when somebody that's religious says, I picked up this book on mysticism, and then somebody else is going to say, oh, well, you know, that's of the devil. You're satanic.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't really expand your mind a lot of times if you're within that, in that realm.
Yeah, well, ultimately, the truth that I've discovered about religion is, unless they're leading you to the place where you're having an internal experience, and I don't, it doesn't matter about the building or how much you're paying in your dowry to them or any of that, unless they're leading you to a place where your energy is changing and you're having a wings of Mercury experience, such as your pineal glands firing, you're having an experience with your true creators and connection back to the creator of all, you realize you're an immortal being, that you've been lied to and told that if you do this and do that, somebody will come back and save you at some point in the future. Give me a break. All religions I just told you, at least the three major ones, came from the lineage of Abram.
What about Hinduism?
Well, Hinduism, actually, we didn't go into that deeply, but Inanna was the other being when they drew lots that was given the region of the Indus Valley. So she went over, and so the sacred goddess, I believe her role, knowing her attributes, and I did a god table for the Indian religions as well, and it's not perfectly complete, but it also ties into the planets. She was Kali, and this fits her persona exactly, as she was involved in many, many wars in Mesopotamia. She was definitely the seductress and also a lethal black widow, as far as I'm concerned. Ask Gilgamesh, who was lured into her lair in the Epic of Gilgamesh. He wouldn't even go. He was scared of her.
Now, Native Americans across the globe, it seems like, they're just being systematically destroyed. Their culture, the people. Yeah, I know there's some nice casinos out there and stuff, but in reality, the majority of the Native cultures, not only here in America, but everywhere, just seems like it's withering away. And I've often wondered why. So do you feel that maybe the natives had more of a connection to source, or something that the Anunnaki just don't want around, so they're trying to eliminate that to make sure that it's just out of the history books, I guess?
I do think that's the case. And if you look into some of their origin stories that goes back to Aztlán, it sounds a lot like Atlantis, right, where the seven tribes spawned the Aztec race and many others in Mexico. This was significantly connected to the being Quetzalcoatl. Well, Quetzalcoatl was another name for Ningxia Thoth. That was his other AKA name. So when you realize that, and why the Mayans were probably slaughtered by the followers of the orders that were given to them for Cortez and Pizarro, who was under the Christian rule. By the way, I want to make it clear that the Christian God that came in with the Roman czars was not Enki, it was Enlil. Everything in Rome was under Enlil's command. So you want to see what a New World Order could look like? Go back to there and see about circus and bread and complete tyranny. That's what you're in, that's what you're going to be in for if this change of command doesn't go well.
Have you read Revelations?
Absolutely.
So, fascinating book. I probably read it a dozen times. And, you know, one of the things in that book is it talks about the New Jerusalem that descends from heaven, and it's described as like this cube. I think of the Borg cube with just more emeralds and rubies and gold around it versus this dark, you know, box per se, because that's kind of how it's described in the Bible, and it talks about these giant locusts with breastplates of iron that go around.
Sounds like an Apache helicopter, right? Listen, yeah. I want to back up something just real quick before we do the Bible says anymore. And I do quote the Bible quite a bit, but I use it to point out significant evidence. And there's a lot of truth in it, so I don't want people to hear me say it's just evil. You need to understand that if the deity who was in charge in Rome had editorial oversight on every document that went into the composition of the canonical Bible in the Council of Nicaea, which was released from Rome, okay, you're in denial because when you realize who Enlil was. Listen, we just said he was playing the role of Satan. He was a great destroyer. He doesn't like mankind. He wants us gone. He thinks we're genetically inferior. So when you realize he had editorial oversight in laying out these destructive prophecies in the Bible, everything from the destruction of Damascus and Isaiah and all the other ones, if they could see an entire zodiacal house, you think they couldn't make these kind of predictions and make them come true? Easy. It's a war plan. It's a war plan. And I want to reemphasize one other thing that I didn't get to bring up, is that in the warring plan between the Enkiites and Enlilites, and this is where the Christians usually get very aroused, go to Egypt, just the south where Enki's headquarters was. Ningxida was there running mystery schools. He had been for a long time, Thoth, Ningxida. And he was graduating these beings, raising their consciousness against what Enlil wanted for his close chosen people, the Jews, in the Levant, okay? So anytime you take a people and go, you're my chosen ones, and you prop them up like that, wow, that creates a separation in us and them, and it's a way of dividing and conquering and creating wars, and it's been going on ever since, okay? So I want you to understand, though, that Enki's plan all along was to allow us to have access to higher consciousness through these latent circuits, through the chakras that he created in us, and the endocrine system that gets turned on by that, this energy and matter. He wanted that for us. So when this being in the New Testament was sent in to teach these humans a better way to wake up and access this kingdom of heaven that everybody wants, he was very specific in saying it was the kingdom of heaven within you. Okay, this is where the energy meets matter in you, and this is at your chakras and other, organs in your body, where you can have this experience of the universal source that the religious organizations don't want you to have. They want you to go and be entertained and give them money and do all those things, but you show me one of them where they're actually trying to get to a higher spiritual place by meditating, doing yoga, doing all the things that we know through history have worked to still yourself and get to that place with a brainwave change. That's how it's measured, is a brainwave. If they're not doing that, then yeah, they're an enslaving organization that's leading you astray, telling you not to do anything now because that'll be taken care of when some being comes later at some future point in time. Wow. That what a way to disempower people from doing something now. What they have, the constructs that were given to them to deal with it right here and right now. Well, and that's so important.
It is important. And even in the Bible, it says that Jesus says to his people that all these great things you've seen me do, you're going to be able to do and more. And then I've talked to, so that I think is...
It shows up in the book, The Masters of the Far East. Wow.
Okay.
What a book. I highly recommend that one. I haven't got all the way through it, but it's amazing. Well, I want to back up and tell you another couple of AKA names for Ningxida. He was also known as Buddha. He was known as Jesus. He was known as Melchizedek and several other names. Hermes Trismegistus. Okay, all these other names. He was the wizard Merlin and all those shows.
Abraham,
he was
the
magician of the tarot cards. Okay, he was our appointed teacher, and he's playing all these different avatar roles with these primitive workers, trying to wake us up. That's his job.
Okay. So, and you've heard of Moloch?
Yes, I have.
Have you been able to put a connection to that name?
Yeah, and that brings up something in the headlines that we ought to talk about. In Palmyra, Syria, there's a set of ruins there that were venerating Bel or Baal. Well, this was another name for Marduk, who was the chief deity of Babylon, Enki's son, who kind of went to war in a territory that didn't belong to him. And somehow, I think they ended up at odds with each other, Enki and his son Marduk. So, all of a sudden now, you see that there's a temple after this ISIS group, right? Think about how they're smearing the goddess who created mankind in her womb, Isis.
Right.
Affiliated with a bunch of barbarians, right? So this temple, this portal, whatever this arch is, this venerating Marduk that was affiliated with so many really disgusting physical acts, everything from child sacrifice to orgies, is going to now be built in New York City by the 17th of this month, so that it can be available for the festival of some Baal's festival that talks about light. Do you know what the name of this festival is? I can't remember. Baalith, I think, is the name of the festival. But it happens on April 31st to May 1st, somewhere in there. Well, they're trying to have these arches set up by then. So this all of a sudden goes, wait a second. Not just two of them. They're talking about 1,000 of them. This is way over the top, okay?
All right, everyone, we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up from here. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to listen to roughly about 10 minutes more of it after we come out of the break. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. We're going to jump back into today's show. We're going to finish out could it have been possible that there was some alien influence on Earth? And that's what today's show is all about. Would love to hear from you. Tell me what your thoughts are. Give us a call. Once we finish this, we're going to finish, do about 10 more minutes of it. 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And just hit *61. I'll see you in queue. So here we go. Let's get back to it.
And I will just, and I haven't talked about this much, but Marduk is involved. Marduk is the New World Order force that is heading up what's going on in Europe. And according to the ex-Canadian Defense Minister, Paul Hellyer, there were two tall whites, that's his code word for the Anunnaki, that were in the United States since World War II, that were predicating all foreign and domestic policy, basically running the country, puppeteering it from the game room. Well, now all of a sudden you realize, well, if Enlil, whose sign is the eagle, is running the United States, and Marduk, the son of Enki, who's turned on him, is running Europe, the old Roman Empire, right, the 10 pieces of the old Roman Empire, he's reestablished those in the EU. And now I think this is where it's going to get crazy, because the zodiacal house is changing, and the new rulers are coming in, and the old rulers are trying to establish a new world order that can resist the new changes, and I think it's going to fail. But probably in accordance with the writings, there's going to be a World War III, and a lot of people are going to die. And this coincides with the Book of Revelations as well.
And also the Lucifer craze right now, I mean, that's a real popular genre if you look at the TV series out there and just a lot of people talking that way. We were discussing this before the show, and you said that was one of the names that was more difficult to pinpoint.
Well, I've been watching this one because it had me fooled for a while. what do we know? It only shows up in the canonical Bible, in our King James or New International Version. It only shows up one time. Actually, it shows up in the King James Version, but not in the New International Version. They call it Morning Star. Well, this is Isaiah 14:12, I think it is. Anyway, here, if you really study this verse, it's the only place that a Latin term from the Latin Vulgate shows up into a Hebrew document. Well, listen, Latin didn't exist when the Hebrews wrote this, so all of a sudden you realize there's a word in there that doesn't belong, okay? And you have to ask yourself why, if you knew that Enlil had oversight writing the canonical Bible to give you his version of him being God and his half-brother being the devil, okay? So at this point, if you read Isaiah 14:12 and read it closely, it's all about the king Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, but it has nothing to do with a fallen state or fallen star. This actually is a reference to Venus. Okay, the morning star that we see in the sky is a reference to Venus, and the term Lucifer means bearer of light, and that's what it was in the Latin. So all of a sudden you realize that Enlil, through his editorial oversight in the Bible, has affiliated a bearer of light with a fallen king, Nebuchadnezzar. No, yeah, and then you can go to the Revelations account, and they say, "Well, Jesus was the morning star. So is Jesus Lucifer, right? This is what it started." Well, you have to understand that Lucifer is actually not a name, but is a functional title, a light bearer. Now, in the Star Wars sequence, you have Darth Vader, who's dark light, and then. Then the opposing force, which is the force, which is white light, right? So you have this polarity of light. Well, this is no different than what you have with Enki and Enlil. They were opposed to each other, and I think they're part of the polarity that's being played out in this simulator right now. In the change of the zodiacal house, the last house has been run by Enlilites. That's why we've had nothing but destruction and wars. So, and pandemics, and you could go on and on. And man's inhumanity, man, or the last zodiacal house, shouldn't even be allowed in the annals of history. It's so disgusting. It's like it needs a matrix reload and reset right there, because it's really embarrassing, truly. Think about your galactic neighbors looking at us, what we're doing.
Oh, I mean, it's insane. I was talking about this earlier. If you've ever watched footage of Black Friday, where you've got these thugs beating up grandma at Walmart because there's a plasma TV that's on sale for $199. I mean, it's retarded, you know? I mean, and most people are more concerned about seeing something on MTV or watching the latest, you know, sitcom or something about, you know, reality housewives or some ridiculous crap than actually getting some type of knowledge to better themselves and create balance again. So, you know,
that's what culture was created for. Governments created these constructs to enslave the people, to control the mindset, control what the dialogue is, what conversation is bouncing around in their head, right? Well, if you control the information, you control the mindset. And I'm pretty sure that that's why they run really highly sophisticated neural networks with all the inputs they're feeding in and training them based on this situation and that situation. And neural networks are great at pattern recognition and prediction. So if you gather enough data on somebody, you could actually do like what we said without even having to monitor them. You could determine what their intent is, what their next thing they're going to do, just by studying them.
Oh, yeah. There was a study several years ago, and there's certain software that can predict people's movements based upon where they've gone with their cell phone within over 90% accuracy. So,
We can be, you know, these are the kind of things that are being put into place by New World Order forces that I think are trying to mimic the capabilities of what the Anunnaki had. And some of that technology is not truly being given to man, but I think at the high level, the Anunnaki are running the whole show. Whether it's, you know, and all the world is a stage to them. And you have to ask yourself, well, why? Are we here because they're training us how to evolve by showing us all these things? You know, good and bad, war and peace, light and dark, all the polarities that we get exposed to, and you know, you have to ask yourself why. Well, are they responsible for bringing us up to speed so that we can be introduced to galactic neighbors without embarrassing them? It's possible. You know, it's hard to know. But they still need a slave force. So as long as we're building infrastructure for them, getting all the resources, doing everything, you know, then everything's happy. But imagine we all stopped and we weren't creating anything. This brings up the idea, why couldn't they, with their advanced technology, just create it out of thin air? Well, some of them could. And this is this actually comes up in what I'm writing about in my latest attempt at writing a screenplay about the Anunnaki.
Very cool.
Yeah, according to the Emerald Tablets, Enki, or the Dweller of Atlantis, had this particular power, and other races did as well, where they had evolved past the point where they were required to do labor to get what they needed. They could basically just instantly think of it, and then using some sort of quantum encryption encoding of the the reality matrix, they could take light, combine it with atomic elements, and create the matter. Right? They could do this. They could build buildings. They could do everything with their mind. And even in the discussions about the building of Atlantis, Poseidon, the dweller who was Enki, apparently did that. And they called it the power of Yoltan. Well, you go to the Himalayas and start talk about some of the capabilities of the Tibetan Buddhists and some of the writings that they've done. They claim to have, some of them have this power, where they can manifest their food and things that they need, you know, that are in their path. And I think it's a fascinating thing to study, because it really makes you try to understand physics to see how this could be done.
Right, and I've heard that you've got to have three strands of DNA, and then you can get to that level, and a lot of different possibilities. I've also heard about those people in the Tibetan mountains and stuff, like you said, that can just manifest things from nothing. But it's incredible to think about. Certainly, the possibilities are amazing. Now, also, I know that we've been...
All right, everyone, I want to stop it there just to give you all a chance to be heard from some of the things that you've heard. And you remember this show from earlier this month. I just wanted to give you a refresher about what it was about. And I didn't get to talk to you guys, and I just thought it was very important that we had a discussion about it. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. We got a call in queue. I'm going to go to them right now. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. I will see you in queue. Wanted to give a chance to sound off. Don't hesitate. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Got a couple of callers in queue. Let's go to them. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, my people, what's going on? It's Doc.
Doc Hawkins, what's going on? I'm glad you heard it.
Oh, hey, man, you know what? I've been listening to the whole show, and absolutely marvelous information, you know, and wow, that's all I have to say about it, man. You know what? A lot of people are probably taking... taking several steps back from listening to that. But you know, like I've stated many times before, it's awfully damn funny that our sister planet Venus doesn't get any damn talk about whatsoever.
Right, Doc.
Mainstream astronomy. They don't talk about our sister planet at all, and the evidence suggests, and I've always said this before I even saw the scientific proof, but Venus and Earth were one planet at one time. So they talk about, oh, well, you know, there was a cataclysm, you see, and a planet hit the Earth, and then the moon was thrown off. That ain't the way it happened. The moon was thrown off when Venus and the Earth split into two. That's what happened. And I really want to look at the asteroid belt and see what the heck that is, what all that's about. Yeah, it ties right in. And I guarantee you there's a lot more to that story that they're not telling people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it gets really weird.
A whole lot.
It gets
a whole
really
lot.
Weird,
you know,
man.
And Doc, I want to, at some point, I'm going to play the beginning again. Because I wanted you to hear the beginning, because I've actually had conversations and they were talking about how in this, you didn't hear this today, how that they're able to implant thoughts into people.
Oh, no, I heard it. I heard the whole show. I heard it.
Oh, no, I think this, no, today, we didn't play that part, but this was played, we played this a while back. Oh, so you remember that. But see, Doc, what a lot of people don't know is that you had talked to me about that a year ago.
I actually showed it to Brother Davis. Asked Brother Davis, and that's what he spoke about a little over a week ago. Not even a theory. Beyond talking, when the brother came down, I showed him actual technology, and we did it right there on the spot, right there by his his big rig. I showed him. You know, and I recorded. I got the video and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, Doc. And so this technology is there. It's known. But it's not something that, because it doesn't serve the best interest of people, for them to know certain things, because then they can choose to change their overall direction. And it's a ways and means society in which we live in. Your way of life provides for someone else's means of life, and that is what doesn't want to be broken, because your energy and your free will is so powerful, so powerful. And like you said, Doc, a lot of people were taken back by it all. You know, one of the things that when we start to research, we really need to have, not only do we need to read, but we need to read with a form of comprehension. You can't just read something and take it from the comprehension of what you've been schooled in. You actually have to become a researcher when you read. You know, you got to investigate. It's just like when you're inventing something. There are so many variables that you have to vet out. You know, and that's one of the things that generally we don't always like to do, because sometimes it rubs against what we think, what it is that we believe in, but we don't really look at how it all kind of ties together. And so, yeah, it's something that I think is really, really critical. I don't know, we lost Doc. Doc, you there?
Oh, no, I'm still here.
Okay.
No, yeah. I'm just, you know, the technology, man, it's there. And like I said before, it could put a whole PhD in your head. one of the things they don't tell us. Now, I heard the gentleman earlier mention, the fact that human brain waves operate anywhere from half a hertz up until, I think he said, 12 or 13 hertz. And, you know, I would definitely wrestle with the brother about that, because
I knew you would, yeah.
Is more capable of accessing a wide range of frequencies. You know, and that, and you know, I'll tell you something else, too. David, I'm not sure if you saw it, but I know Brother Davis did. I posted a video a few days ago of my actual chakras.
Yes, I saw it. I saw your chakra, yes.
You see what I'm saying? So
yes.
Technology like that most people have no idea exists. But, you know, and for those of you who are on Facebook or whatnot and have David as a friend or myself as a friend or whatnot, you can view that video. It's on Facebook. And, you know, that level of technology, I mean, it can really be used to heal in a way that humans can't even imagine right now.
Right.
Like David said, the Star Trek type technology is here now, healing with light beams, healing with sound waves, magnetic fields. It's all here now. We need to start demanding more, and that's just, you know, that's just the way it is. So now I would like to announce one thing, though.
Yes. I was about to bring that up. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm having a sale on water filters. It is a NASA package for under your sink. Now, it comprises of two filters. You could get an additional filter for added $20, but one of the filters, the larger filter, can be used outside. So just say, for example, if you have a one-bedroom apartment or, you know, something like that, this system could be used to filter your whole house, you know, and just place the NASA filter under the sink or whatnot. preferably with a pre-filter under the sink, like I said, for extra $20. But this package is on sale for $150.
Ooh.
You know, so I mean, but I can't offer too many at that price. So the cutoff is 20, and we're already off to the races. I think we sold four this morning.
Wait, hold on, Doc. Let me tell people, a Katadyn, much smaller, can't filter out what Doc, you know, even though that's a silver impregnated ceramic filter, it can't do what Doc's filter is doing. It's much bigger. And that is over $250. That is so. Let me tell you, this product is so neat, especially with all of the governments of the world telling their citizens outside the United States. They even told you here in the United States, you better prepare for war. This is what you're going to actually need to actually purify water. And for $150, man, this is something that we have. Doc, thanks, but okay, tell everyone where they can get it. I will repost it inside of where can they find you on Facebook, because I'm not on Facebook. Doc, where can they find you, Doc, on Facebook, and where can they go to get these filters?
Well, the best way is to just Google my name. Well, you can find me on Facebook under my name, of course. Now keep in mind, I'm pretty selective because I get a lot of fake friend requests on there. You know, the kind of people with one picture,
yeah, yeah,
and no friends, not going to happen. So, but at any rate, the website is called Ancient Water Restoration. That's ancientwaterrestoration.com. And I've already connected with a lot of the listeners who reached out to me, and it's wonderful. We've had some great dialogues and such. And just to put another bug in your ear, the NASA filters are impregnated with silver. Not only regular silver, but silver solution. You know, and got to keep in mind that I actually know the inventors and I've worked with them. You know, so, and this is a system that NASA spent over $20 billion. That's billion with the B. $20 billion developing these filters. There's nothing like it on the planet. You know, and these are double pleated as well. So take advantage while you can.
This is, and let me tell you, Doc's filters are, right away you realize the quality, the craftsmanship, and as soon as you get, it's amazing that for $150, this is something you don't want to pass up. Hold on, Doc, real quick, we got another caller in queue. Let's take this caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question and comment?
Greetings to you, Brother Dave. This is Roz. How you doing? And greetings, Doc.
Brother Roz, what's going on?
Hey, I'm good. This is a great show. I did hear the previous playing of this particular clip. I think it was the day that you weren't able to make it, but Scotty played it. And I remember we were discussing when they were talking about the whole avatar process and deities being able to take over the human body. And I was discussing with actually I believe it was with Scotty. We were talking about African traditional religion and how the drum was always used to call the deities down to earth, and they would possess the human body for a set period of time in a ritualistic space where they can, you know, they would predict the future, perform admonishments, even like prescribe names to babies. They could actually do readings in the womb, all these really powerful things, and then the deities would then be sent back to their realm where they came from via an exit ceremony. And Scotty had brought up he talked about it in the Christian aspect in regards to the church and people being possessed in the church and things like that. And what it made me think about, because what they discussed in this clip, which they did last time, was the fact that the person who's being worshipped as God is actually the devil, and the person who's actually being seen as the devil is actually the beneficent deity, or the deity that we will call God. And Bobby Hemmett had a great video called "What If God Was the Devil," where he breaks that down so explicitly. It's really profound. I posted it on the Black Talk community. And one thing I remember, Dr. York was talking about when people are possessed by the deity, and they usually will speak in tongues or in another language. And what I have seen is in African traditional religion, depending on the system that the person is a practitioner of, when they are possessed, they will speak in that language. So in other words, when I've gone to Yoruba ceremonies, there's people who don't speak Yoruba at all, but yet they'll be possessed and speak fluent Yoruba, you know, and they're possessed by the deity. Whereas in Christianity, they don't speak any discernible language. They babble. And if you understand what babble means, it means causing confusion. So a lot of the times when what you're seeing people in church when they're possessed, they're not possessed by the deity, they're possessed by the devil. And they're speaking, and they're not speaking any discernible language because the entity that is being channeled is not a positive entity. But yet we're taught to look at that in a way in which we think that it's something positive. So it was something that they made me think about because we actually had cut off the conversation at that point where Scotty had brought up that whole understanding of how the Christian church functions with, you know, with possession in the form of catching the Holy Ghost and things like that. But when those things happen, they don't speak discernible language. And I remember Dr. York talking about that. They don't speak any, you know, and they'll you know, say things that don't make sense and make up meanings to what these things mean, and it's not really a discernible
Brother
language.
Brother Roth.
So, yes, sir.
Yeah, I have something to add to that. again, I really don't get into what I practice personally, what
right,
I practice
right.
now, but what I have learned over the years. And really with that whole speaking in tongues things is the scriptures in the Bible actually say if there's no one to interpret, you need to shut
interpret
up.
It.
Yeah, the Bible actually says that
there
that's incorrect behavior.
Yes.
Yeah, if there's no one there to interpret it, you're supposed to just shut up. So a lot of people, like the
Rod
church,
Rod said, whoa.
Yeah, so I'm saying, though,
yeah,
Christianity is not, let's say, even though it has similar things, the different denominations have different practices and what have you. But in terms, I do remember specifically reading that if there's none to interpret a person who is speaking in tongues, no one there who can understand what he's saying, then he's supposed to sit down and shut up. All right, because people get into the flesh and they be faking the funk and all kind of stuff going on. Now, the church that's right next door to me is a holiness church. Some of my family members go there. Some people I grew up with going to school, elders in the community. I don't attend organized religion. But they, in that particular church, they don't believe that you're quote-unquote saved unless you can speak in tongues. So that's something totally different. They don't talk about, you know,
totally
somebody got to be there to interpret it. So from my understanding or study of Christianity is the different denominations are all over the place.
Yeah, it's different cultures. And, you know, I'm going to say this real quickly. And sorry, Roz was saying, he said, whoa, that was cool. Now, let me tell you what I'm like Scotty. I don't really talk about what it is because that's not really necessary or important. How I came across this story was and how I came about learning about the Anunnakis was through my investigation of silver and gold. And let me give you something really quick and powerful about it. There's so much in from the Judeo-Christian Bible that you can find so many things, and many people will say, wait a minute, there's the contradictions here or there, but that's neither here or there, and I think there's a reason for that once you start to look at this from a standpoint of having a broad, and that doesn't question who you are or what your overall faith is. The great creator is the great creator. The deceiver is the great deceiver. Now, how can you be a great deceiver unless you may have a great deception? Okay? So now, in my overall, I'm going to tell you, in my overall studies of the precious metals, it led me to Samaria. And this was one of the, and I'm going to give you biblically something. Right after man is created, biblically, when you look at the Bible, and I'm going to use just the King James, for example. You look at, in the King James Version, right after in Genesis 2:7, right after man is created, formed from the dirt, okay, and then the great creator, so God, and I don't think that God is breathed into the nostrils, the breath of life, and then there's the person is created. Well, three scriptures after that is where gold is first announced. And in the Bible. Right after man is created, gold is announced. And it says for them to go to Phazon near Hevelah, where the gold is good. Now, why is that so significant? This is why it's significant. And it's going to take me 1 minute to go past. And I think Scotty, Roz, and Doc, will you guys will appreciate this. This is critical. Why is that so significant? Because the Sumerians say that man was created to mine gold. And then right there in the Bible, after man is created, told them to go where the gold was good. Here's the key. One of the things you heard that black don't crack. Well, why doesn't black crack? And one of the reasons I know that black doesn't crack is because originally in that area where black people would have came upon the scene at that time, because of in their overall composure of who they're made, the dirt itself was filled with gold, and it got into their overall skin and part of their makeup. And I want everyone here to go to NASA, Google NASA gold foil, and you will see everything that NASA puts out in space facing the sun. Doc will tell you this has to be plated in gold. Why? Because it repels the ultraviolet and infrared rays of the sun. What causes us to age? The closeness to the sun and the ultraviolet and infrared rays of the sun is what causes us. This is why black don't crack. When they talk about the fountain of youth, they're not talking about the water, ladies and gentlemen. They're talking about the gold in the water. So this is when you start to put the evidence together and you start to really, you know, delve into this with an open mind, with an investigative mind. And let me tell you something about a real investigator. They don't care where the truth leads. They just want the truth to be known. They just search out the truth. And there's so many different things. So listen, everyone, we run out of time. We'll pick this up again at some point, sometime. Roz, Doc, Scotty, thank you all so much. So many things that we need to know, because I do think that there are entities that are manipulating, and there is a fight, and this fight continues to wage on, and this is why we see a lot of the things that are going on. And so much love, much respect. We'll talk to you all soon, and never excuse me, before we get out of here, always remember, it's never goodbye, as always I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, to give away a fortune. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.